Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yaffa, Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Nida Lamed Vav, Nida 36b, pagination is 72. Starting from the top of the page, Masnisin at the new Mishnah, Mekasha Nida. A woman who has started to experience childbirth, but it didn't quite develop, and she's still in the question of what is my status. She didn't just become a Yoledes. So the Mishnah states that she's going to be a Nida from the blood flow that occurred from the childbirth pangs. Skipping down to the Gemara about 8 lines later, the Gemara asks, Atukala Makasha Nidahi? Really? A woman who's experiencing childbirth is automatically a Nida? On the contrary, depending on when she is in her cycle, she would not be a Nida, which is a requirement of 7 days, but rather she would be a Zava, which if it's only 1 day, according to biblical law, she would only be Tamei for 1 day. Besides, we're going to learn that just like this Dam Tohar, blood that does not make her Tameya in the subsequent days after a childbirth, there's such a thing as Yimei Tohar, so the blood of childbirth is also going to be unique and is not going to make her a Nida. Now, we have to be careful because nowadays we use the word Nida in a very generous, broad term to any case where she's going to have to count Zayin Nikiyim 7 clean days. And childbirth could actually be even longer in a requirement of how many days she has to wait. But we're talking focused in Talmudic times, focused on the law as it emanated from the biblical law. And the Gemara is surprised, Atukala Makasha Nida, every time a woman has childbirth pangs with blood, she's going to be a Nida? Not going to be a Nida. Requiring 7 days. At the very least, that's the kasha. Amar Rav, Nida liyoma. Rav said, she's a Nida for that day. They made a gezeira, which is similar to Zava, but she's not a Zava. A Zava Ketana, the small Zava, which only is Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, 1 day for 1 day. That's the expression, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. And this case is only Nida Liyoma for the actual day of the experience. And that's what Rav held, and that's what we should focus on because that's what's going to develop in the story that follows. Ushmuel Omar, Chayshin and Shema Tishve. We're concerned that the pangs of childbirth will subside. And what will emerge is that what she experienced today is not the pangs of childbirth, but rather a zavaktana, a 1 day for 1 day, and that's how she should observe, according to Shmuel. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak says the most lenient, hamikasha ena klum. There's no requirement because the childbirth pangs do not produce the blood of prohibition. If we skip down to about midway on the page, the first words on the line is abbreviation, Daliv Taf Resh, Detanu Rabbanon. Detanu Rabbanon, Dama Machmas Atma Vlo Machmas Vlad. When it says that she'll be Temeya because of her blood, it's her blood coming from her as the impetus, meaning her cycle, her period, v'lo machmas v'lad, and not the blood that comes because of the child in childbirth, and that gezeiras hakosev would kind of equate the concept that childbirth, the pangs, is not going to produce blood of nida, of zava, just like the yimei toar. There's blood there, but it's different rule. Childbirth itself will produce its own tumah because of childbirth. and the woman could have status of Nida and Zava, etc., but that child paying blood is velo machmas velad, is not going to create Nida status. So the opinion of Rav was somewhat strict, but not excessively so. Nida liyoma, she observes Nida status for one day. Shmuel was more strict. Rav Yitzchak said it's nothing at all. Let's take a look at the story that follows on the bottom of the page. The first letters on the line, Kuf Mem Lamed Kamash Malon, and then we begin. Shila Baravina Ovad Uvda Kavose de Rav, he paskined like Rav, and he told people in this situation that they should observe that day as prohibition. Kikanach Nafshe de Rav, when Rav was passing away, Amale l'Ravasi, he told his student Ravasi, Zil Tzanei, go hide this ruling. In other words, I've retracted it. I now hold like Rav Yitzchak to be lenient and not to require any waiting at all. V'ilotzayis, and if Shila Baravina doesn't listen, Garye, prove it to him. Try to convince him that he should retract, as I have retracted the ruling. Husava Gadye, Amale. But Rav Asi thought that Rav had instructed him with the word Gadye, not Garye. Gadye would be Shamta, would be to excommunicate him if he doesn't cooperate. So from what Rav directed him in dialogue ended up being misunderstood, and excommunication is very harsh, creating a significant rift between them. Basa denach nafshe de Rav, after Rav passed away, Amalei, so Rav Asi told Rav Shila, Hadabach, you have to stop, you have to retract. Dahadabe Rav, because you're relying on Rav, and Rav retracted. Amalei, Shila Baravina answered, Im Isa Dahadabe, if he indeed retracted, Lididiyav Amalei, he should have told me directly. And this is an interesting perspective. If you find something in a Gadol's Tshuvas, and some people, Baal Peh, say he retracted it, how do you handle that? It's written. If he didn't retract it in writing, do you have to assume that indeed he retracted? And perhaps it depends who your source is, but in this case, Shila Baravina held he was an equal student, and he heard the ruling, and he continued to rule that they have to observe the one day of Nida. Lotzayis, he didn't listen. Gadye! So Rav Asi, thinking that he's following the instructions of Rav, put him into Shamta, into an excommunication. Amale, Shila Baravina said to him, V'lo mistifi mar midilikta, aren't you afraid from the ramifications of putting me into excommunication? In other words, it sounds like Shila Baravina just kind of shrugged his shoulders, if that's what you want to do. But he says, in heaven, they're not going to be happy about this. Amale, so he responded, Ana Isi ben Yehuda, Du Isi ben Gur Aryeh, Du Isi ben Gamliel, Du Isi ben Mahalalel, Asisa de Nechosha de la Shalat be Rikva. I am a person with great tradition and strength and recognized, and I'm not vulnerable to whatever it is that you're suggesting is a concern. Amalei, so Shila Baravina responded, I'm glad you know who you are. Va'ana Shila Baravina Buchna de Parzala, de Mitvar Asisa de Nechasha. I am very significant and strong to the point that I could break what I represent, could break what you represent. Okay. Cholash Ravasi. Ravasi indeed got sick. presumably for the pain, for the violation of putting Shila Bar Avino in excommunication. His only relief from heat was when he got the chills, and his only relief from chills was when he got the heat. He was not keeping his temperature in a modulated form. It was going up and down. Noch nafshe duravasi, and eventually he died. Ozal Shila Omar Ledevisu, Shila said to his wife, Tzavis li zavdosa, get ready my shrouds. The lo lezo velemale lerav mili ilavoi. I don't want him to tell Rav, my beloved Rebbe, things about me. I have to be there to defend myself. And indeed, Tzavisa le zavdosa, she prepared the shrouds. It's interesting. He doesn't make mention of that I'm going to be punished. It's almost like he's gung-ho to go die and be able to defend himself in front of Rav in the Heavenly Academy. It's interesting. Noch nafshe de Shila, and indeed, Shila Bar Avina passed away. At the Levaya, and it seems that he died so quickly that he was able to be there before Rav Asi was able to put in his words with Rav. He died so quickly that they would go up together. And indeed, the mita, the bed, the coffin of one was next to the other. They were hit with two levayas of the two students of Rav on the same day. And they witnessed Chazu de Parcha Osa Mehaipurya Lahaipurya. They noticed that the hadassim that they put on in honor were flying from one to the other. De Parcha, it was flying from one to the other. So one understanding is that an individual hadas was being blown by the wind from one to the other as if they're sharing it and they have no hakpada, no complaints one to the other. The Maharal writes that the hadasim meant for one were accidentally put on the other, and they realized that it wasn't an accident. It's that each Talmud Chacham does not have hakpada on the other. They recognized the position and the understanding that the other one took. They were only astounded that you're not worried about the ramifications. Amri, the people said, Shema mina avdu rabbanan paisa. Apparently, the rabbis have come to terms with each other. They've appeased each other. And it's not to be viewed as an out-of-control machlokes. However, these great things play themselves out, but there's quite a bit here to contemplate. But this was all the result of the ruling regarding the Mekasha Nida. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.